It was a day of drug policy discussion in Albany as lawmakers held a forum on legalizing marijuana, proposed bills to combat heroin addiction and overdoses, and made progress toward a medical marijuana program. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Sponsors of a bill to legalize marijuana held a forum. It in part focused on the nuts and bolts of how to implement a system that would permit sales and impose taxes on the drug. Lawmakers heard from the former deputy commissioner in the New York City Comptroller's Office. He studied the cost and benefits of permitting marijuana to be regulated, sold, and taxed. Ari Hoffnung told lawmakers that more than $400 million in revenues could be generated each year from an excise tax as well as new sales taxes. And he says the market could be large, as many as 2 million people. Hoffnung says $31 million could be saved in costs for arrests and court procedures in New York City alone if it's legal to possess an ounce or less of marijuana. But he says he would support the bill, sponsored by Senator Liz Krueger, even if it were revenue neutral.
Because it would eliminate the unnecessary human costs of marijuana prohibition in the form of arrests that disproportionately impact our Black and Latino communities. Moreover, this bill would finally end decades of senseless policies that criminalize the harmless recreational choices of more than 2 million otherwise law-abiding New Yorkers.
Advocates believe that legalization for recreational purposes may still be a few years off, but a bill to allow medical marijuana is gaining ground. A new version of the legislation has been introduced that would limit the total number of diseases that would be eligible for treatment in an attempt to make it more palatable to some Senate Republicans, who so far have been reluctant to sign on. Senate Independent Democratic Conference Leader Jeff Klein, who co-leads the Senate along with the GOP, says he believes there is enough support now to pass the measure.
If we have enough votes to pass it, both Democrats and Republicans, that's something that we should put on the floor and make happen before the end of session.
Governor Cuomo has proposed a more limited pilot program for hospitals in New York, but Cuomo has said if the legislature passes a larger bill, he'll take a look at it. Meanwhile, heroin addiction and overdoses are a growing problem in New York. Senate Republicans are holding hearings on the matter, and Democrats in the chamber are proposing a slate of new bills. They include ways to make it easier for first responders and family members of addicts to get access to the antidote drug naloxone that can counteract a potentially fatal overdose. They also propose tough public service announcements and a social media campaign to warn children of the dangers, as well as stiffer penalties against major drug dealers, says Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart Cousins.
There's a crisis taking place in cities and towns, in neighborhoods throughout New York State. Heroin and opioid abuse and addiction is a scourge that's impacting communities of all backgrounds, races, and income levels. Within the last decade, opioid use, particularly among young adults, has risen at an alarming an unacceptable rate. And state government, frankly, has not done enough.
Senate Republicans hope to complete a report from a series of hearings in a few weeks and pass legislation before the session ends. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.